Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The German industrial base in our state has been growing its presence here for decades and continues to do so. But recently, we learned of an acquisition in the cycling industry that continues that trend, but in a new way. When our next guest's upstate company purchased a German manufacturer of carbon fiber bicycle rims. Nicole Johnson is co-founder of Boyd Cycling, and she joins us now by phone from the company's headquarters in Greenville, South Carolina. Nicole, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Mike. Super glad to be here today.
So congratulations on the expansion, the purchase of this company. Tell us how it all came about.
Yeah. So a year and a half ago, you know, we onshored all of our alloy rim production. We created a new company called OMG. That has been so successful. And then last fall, I think now that we're, you know, seen more as a company who's onshoring, we were approached with this opportunity to purchase this German company called Munich Composites. And, you know, we've been thinking about onshoring the carbon for many, many years. But as you can imagine, it's very difficult to do that. It can be costly, and there's processes in place that sometimes can be expensive and labor intensive. And so, you know, for a number of years, we've just been evaluating it. And with this company, you know, the technology is different. It's very stable and strong, and it's fairly automated. And so, yeah, this opportunity just kind of fell in our lap, and we decided to go ahead and pursue it.
And it looks like, I guess, you put together an investment group to complete the purchase?
Yes. So there's an opportunity or a group that's looking to have the upstate of South Carolina become a cycling manufacturing cluster. Time Bicycles and Cardinal Cycling Group, probably remember a year ago, the state worked with them to come to the upstate. So they're really into American manufacturing, and they're good friends of ours. They're part of the group. And then we also are working with a local investment group here out of Greenville that was really excited about being a part of manufacturing and expanding their portfolio. And so everything came together for us over the holidays, which, you know, is a tough time to do a raise, but we were able to pull it all together during that time.
And, you know, we normally hear about German companies coming here and building facilities, but this is sort of a new way of doing that. Were there any complications involved in purchasing, you know, a company from another country, a German company, and then bringing their manufacturing over here to the United States? And I guess you're going to keep their manufacturing there as well.
Yes, it's definitely a complicated thing to purchase a foreign entity and bring it here to the United States. So Boyd and I definitely have learned a lot through this process. We were really fortunate to have, you know, people in our network here that know lawyers who work internationally. So we were able to, you know, really get an education quickly on how to do that correctly. There's obviously some costs involved that can be a little bit more expensive in bringing a foreign entity here. But, you know, overall, it's been pretty smooth. I mean, we're still in the middle of onshoring the equipment. So basically, we're looking to, you know, have everything set up by the end of May. Full production will be in play by August. We were really fortunate to negotiate having a couple of the engineers that were previous employees of the company to come be with us here. For one of them will be here with us for a year.
And I know you guys got started there on the Swamp Rabbit Trail in Greenville. I see here in the press release that the new facility will be on another Rails to Trail.
That's right. Yeah, it seems to be a theme for us. We, you know, as cyclists, we like to be close to the trail. So we're going to be actually located in Landrum. We will be sharing space with the Time Bicycles group, but we will still have roots here in Greenville with our alloy manufacturing company that'll stay right here in Greenville. So we won't be leaving our roots. We love Greenville. So,
well, Nicole, congratulations again on this acquisition, and we look forward to checking in with you again in the future on your progress.
Great. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate the support.
Nicole Johnson is co-founder with her husband Boyd of Boyd Cycling, based in Greenville, soon to be based out of Landrum, South Carolina. We will have a link to their company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And don't miss a show by subscribing to our podcast, which you can find anywhere you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.